Hey everyone, welcome back. I am so happy you're here. I'm your host, Chuck Underwood, and this is the Brand New Vegan Podcast. In today's episode, I'm kind of curious, why are you here? I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, what has made you decide to look into or do this whole vegan thing? You want to lose a little weight? Have you had a health scare? Worried about climate change? You just love animals? That's okay. Is your partner bugging you to do it? I mean, what? What's your reason? Regardless of the reason, I'm glad you're here. But I wanted to take a minute to kind of define some terms. And let's start with that word, vegan. So keep in mind, in 2008, I started experimenting with what I called a vegan diet. It was strictly for my health, because it was going downhill pretty quick. And by the way, just long before plant-based diets were a thing, as far as I knew, I was going to be doing this vegan diet. That's why I named my blog Brand New Vegan. I was the brand new vegan then. It's all I knew at the time. But there could be a lot of confusion over the word vegan, and also, unfortunately, a lot of animosity. So Donald Watson is the guy who actually came up with the word vegan. It's strictly the first three letters and the last two letters of the word vegetarian. He created this society called the Vegan Society back in 1944, and it was really nothing more than a group of six people, including him, where they would meet and talk about a non-dairy vegetarian diet and lifestyle. That's it. In 1949, this guy named Leslie Cross came around, and he was an animal rights activist, and it kind of turned into that. Veganism today is still more about cruelty-free lifestyle and ending the exploitation of animals for entertainment products or food, more than it is diet. And to some vegans, that word can only be used to describe that definition. It's all about the animals, nothing else. They don't eat them or their products. That includes all meat, dairy, eggs, even honey for the bees. They don't wear them, so no leather, no wool, no silk. They don't go to circus, they don't go to zoo, they avoid shampoos, cosmetics, medication, gel caps, anything having to do with the exploitation of animals. And they can be quite loud about it too. And then there are people who are plant-based. They follow a particular plant-based doctor, they eat this way for their health. And they're pretty passionate about their lifestyle too, sometimes to the point of ridiculing the word vegan. Just because you're vegan doesn't mean you're healthy. Yes, that's true. You can be vegan and eat just Oreos and Diet Pepsi. That's not healthy. We know that. But there are vegans, like me, who care about their health too. Which is why the term whole food plant-based came around. Kind of differentiates between a diet of vegan junk food and one of whole unprocessed foods. And then there's people who don't eat oil or sugar or salt. They only follow McDougall. They only follow Dr. Joel Fuhrman. They only follow Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn. You know, it could be quite the you-know-what show when all these people start fighting back and forth about whose lifestyle is best or right. And honestly, with all the infighting, I'm surprised more people aren't running for the door. My point is, if you're new here to the vegan thing, the plant-based diet thing, don't let words or titles bog you down. Do the best you can. That's what matters. If you love tasty, healthy food, great, me too. If you love animals, awesome, me too. We're all on the same path here, and everybody's welcome. So consider this though, in 2018, 5% of Americans over the age of 18 considered themselves vegan or vegetarian. But by January of 2022, this year, that number is now 10%. It's doubled. That's a lot of people, and it's the biggest increase I've seen in the last 15 years, and I think it's mostly people wanting to try a plant-based diet for their health. I really do. I think it's in part due to the increase in documentaries like Forks Over Knives, Game Changers, great movies. There's also a lot more plant-based grocery store items in the source today, and restaurants too. I know when I started, all we had was Bulgur Burgers and tofurkey and some really nasty vegan cheese. Now we have Miyoko's and Impossible Burger, Beyond Burger, and there's even vegan chicken nuggets. And my 10-year-old grandson absolutely loves those. So it's a good thing. But just to be perfectly honest and clear about my website, YouTube channel, this podcast, I do gear it more towards the dietary aspect, just so you know. I do consider myself vegan. I am very concerned with climate change. I love animals. I just had to put down my little Winston a few weeks ago. It was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. Winston was my cat. She was 18. But just so you know, we are more than likely be talking about health and diet here more than animal rights. But getting back to my question, you know, why are you here? Why are you interested in vegan or plant-based diet, whichever one? It's important to know your why. You're going to need a strong motivation to stick with this because it can't be hard. I mean, you're basically adopting a brand new, completely different diet. That's hard, especially if you have family or friends at home who don't support you. They laugh at you, make fun of you. My why was my health. In 2008, I was 46. I was obese, had high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I stressed, worked nights. I smoked, drank. I was basically a heart attack waiting to happen. I didn't want to put all the responsibility on my wife if something happened to me. And I wanted to be around here for my grandkids. So I wanted to be healthy enough. I'd get down on the floor and play with my grandkids. So my family was really my why. My health, my family. Once you figure out your why, write it down. Put it on your phone, something, so you don't forget. Because it really does help you keep going. Another thing that will help you keep going is when you see for yourself exactly what this diet can do for you. When you see the weight loss, when you see the blood pressure drop, the blood sugar drop. So confirmation for me was when I walked out of the hospital back in 2020, 24 hours after having a stroke, with no effects other than some minor speech slurring, and that's gotten better over time. I mean, that was a huge confirmation for me. I was on the right path. Because the other alternative is you end up in the hospital with a medical scare that goes badly, unfortunately. My hospital trip was very mild, and like I said, it reinforced me that I was on the right path. But for others, it may take that stent or surgery or bypass or even heart attack before they decide to try. Fear is a great motivator, but my hope is to get people to try this before that hospital trip. So let's take my wife, for example. The last 15 years I've been doing this, she has refused to call herself vegan. She would never jump into this 100%. She had to have her cheese or her sour cream or her turkey sandwich or her seafood when we went to the coast. But one night last month, she had a nosebleed that wouldn't quit. I checked her blood pressure and it was through the roof. I don't remember exactly the numbers. I have them here somewhere. It was over 200 and over 100. 200 over 100 is sky scary high. That's a stroke. So off to the ER we went. They decided it was due to her taking some NyQuil because we've both been feeling kind of sick for the last few days and we were taking NyQuil to go to sleep. And she's on high blood pressure medicine already. So yeah, with the fear of a stroke or yet more medication to take, that was the night she jumps on board 100%. And she's never looked back. It feels great. She's lost more weight. Her blood pressure is now under control. Perfect. Our daughter, she has Crohn's. And for years, she's insisted on taking Humira that her doctor prescribed. Humira's good, but it's very expensive. And it can cause some nasty side effects. And I tried to tell her multiple times, you know, there's a lot of people I read about that treated their Crohn's with a plant-based diet 100%, and they don't have to take medication. And she's like, eh, this is what my doctor says to do. It's what I'm going to do. Okay. It wasn't her time to listen. Not yet. But, like I said, Humira has some nasty side effects. Once she found out she has rheumatoid arthritis too, whether or not that came from the Humira, I don't know. And she started menopause. Again, Humira, I don't know. But at 35 years old, yeah, that's when it was her time. She reached out to me. We went to Whole Foods the next day, and she's been 100% since. And she's feeling better now than she has in years. She still takes her Humira, but now she has to hope that one day her body can heal itself enough to where she won't need to. So that's her why, my wife's why, my why. What's your why? It's important. Write it down. Keep it in the back of your mind. Put it on your fridge, in your bathroom mirror, whatever you're going to do that'll help you get through the rough parts. Okay? That's all I got for today. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you do, don't forget to subscribe. It's on all the different podcast platforms, wherever they are. And I will see you next week for episode 2. This is Chuck from Brand New Vegan. Thanks for listening.